When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If it's your call, should ICE stay or should ICE go? That's it. Let's start right there. If it's your call, and we're talking about where you live, and I don't know what percentage of folks who listen to us live in Minnesota, because we have a lot of folks who stream the show, a lot of folks who podcast the show outside the area. But for most, they have some sort of Minnesota connection. Do you believe ICE should stay or ICE should go? I'd love phone calls. I'd love to give you the opportunity to elaborate on your opinion. 651-461-9226. I apologize for the voice. Two weeks ago today, I was sick. I was sick for about 5-6 days. And oh, goody, I'm worried he's coming back. So the voice is going to try to hang in here. Dave, you're going to cuddle with me during the break so I can try to get you sick as soon as possible. You excited about that possibility?
Not terribly.
Dave Harrigan, I normally 99.99% of the time give my opinion first. I respect you immensely. You get the call. Donald Trump and ICE Barbie, who both lied yesterday. Let's just be crystal clear. We made that point repeatedly yesterday. Let's make it again. Their assessment of the video and the circumstances when, by the way, we need a full investigation. We do. We need to know what happened before. We need to see different angles. We need to talk to people. But from what we saw yesterday, it is crystal bleeping clear that the Commander Chief and Kristi Noem both lied in their assessments. Come on, just show a morsel of objectivity. You know they both lied. Dave, should ICE go or should ICE stay?
They should go at least for a short time.
How come?
I think the city needs a cooling down period. I think that's fairly obvious. You're not going to have any ICE action anywhere in the Twin Cities area right now that is not going to be met with protesters that are angry, that are getting in officers' faces. I don't know what good they can do right now, and I would be fearful that the bad that could happen, as we saw yesterday, would outweigh any possible good they could do right now.
They 100% should go, and when they come back, their path has to be better. Let's be honest. Prime Minister Stephen Miller isn't happy with the numbers of individuals who are arrested and extracted from the country. He's the number two most powerful person in this administration, and third place ain't close. And his ravings and his words frighten me. The border button up the way it is. Good. Excellent. Woeful. Miserable. Awful. Incompetent when Joe Biden was in charge of the border. But just going up, I don't know if you saw the video. Yesterday, U.S. Border Patrol is just going up to Uber drivers and demanding to show ID. We've reported this before, sometimes here in this state, sometimes across the country. Going to churches, going to schools, going to hospitals. And if I walked out, guess what? They wouldn't check my ID. They wouldn't ask for my ID. But if I walked out with Henry Lake from this staff, they'd ask for Henry's ID. That's it. There isn't anything leading him to suspect that Henry is not from here, but just Henry's black. He's not white. And I would encourage you to watch this very intelligent Uber driver at the airport yesterday, where then he proves that he graduated from college here and is an engineer. And the one guy said, well, talking about your accent, you know, because your accent, we need to see your ID. His accent? Are you bleeping kidding me? So again, let's just say this for the, I'm not going to say this much more, but I'll say it again here. Anybody who doesn't want violent criminals out of here is wrong, and there's about five of you on out of 340 million. So let's stop with that silly premise. But just showing up in overwhelming numbers to send intimidation and to create chaos and create conflict and to have harrowing, frightening, and loss of life situations like yesterday no longer works. I understand the president of the United States who thinks he's a dictator. He really does. By the way, we're going to get into the BCA conversation multiple times. Two tremendous guests already on this, and we might even have a third. Former U.S. Attorney Tom Heffelfinger. We'll talk about this. Two-time former U.S. Attorney. Oh, no. He was appointed by a Republican. I must not have received my George Soros talking points on having Tom Heffelfinger on. Mike Freeman, former Hennepin County attorney. How many cases has he been involved in and turned over to the BCA? But the president, he wants shock and awe. He wants to scare the bleep out of people. His campaign, his presidency, is not for the totality of America. It's not. It's for his supporters. Made up by a high percentage of white individuals in this country. My friend, longtime Minneapolis police officer Tony Adams is going to join us at 1:35. Just like we had Blair Anderson on yesterday to talk about this scenario again. I said Renee Good, and God rest her soul, she absolutely should still be here today. I said she was in the wrong yesterday by parking the way she did. She was in the wrong for not getting out of the vehicle when the officers asked her to. But there are moments of panic. There are moments of anxiety. And seeing more videos later, Dave, one of the videos shows, what does she say? She says something like, I'm letting them go or something. This is when the officers are approaching her. And the two from behind are starting to move from the back of the car to the front of the car. And she backs up, and she's clearly turning to the right. Does the ICE officer have enough time to understand that? That's the debate. Would a reasonable officer under similar training do the same thing? DHS policy lays out there better be extraordinary circumstances for you to shoot a moving vehicle. Almost all agencies, when I was looking for it yesterday, when I sought out people either on TV or contacts, where they do not want you in front of a vehicle. But I get how fast things are going. The first shot, if you're going to say he thought his life was in jeopardy, we can have that debate. How are you defending shots 2 and 3, Dave? Into the open window. How are you defending those shots then?
I don't know. As the video was slowing down yesterday by a lot of people, I mean, to just snail's speed, and you can clearly see shot number one going through the windshield as he's still kind of halfway in front of the vehicle.
Yep.
And shots 2 and 3 through the driver's side window.
That's indisputable, right? We have the clear-cut evidence. Chris Maddle, one of the best defense attorneys this state has had in decades, also happens to be running for governor. Chris Maddle, 1235. We got a nice lineup of guests today. We're working on one more, and we got Jason. So should I stay or should ICE go? Pat's already in hole. Hang on, Pat. Do you? You want to defend ICE? No problem. You can have that opportunity. You want to say they need to go? You're with me, and you're with Dave. Dave's more for a short period of time. I'm saying they have to go, and they cannot come back in this manner. It has to be more surgical, more respectful. Now, when we're talking felons, don't put anybody in law enforcement in harm's way. They are different. But when you're going to just go up to Uber drivers or people at a store, at a Menards, like our friend Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud police chief, that's what we're doing, just going to hang out at Menards now? That's America. That's the track we really want to go. Root out evil. Find those who have committed violent offenses. But just anybody who doesn't look like me, they got to show their ID. That's America today. That's gross. Let's pause. We'll talk about Amber at the bottom of the hour. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's go right away, Dave. What do we have for today's bumper music theme?
We have nothing but local music. Minnesota music today because we need something we can be happy about.
That's true. For our business, it helps to have things to discuss. We can find things to discuss. We can do Texas topic. We can do am I wrong? We can do overrated, underrated. Let's have a little peace for a while.
Be nice.
Just would be a novel concept. Should ICE go or should ICE stay? Long list of texts. I want to get to those. I want to get to calls also. Do not forget, Republican gubernatorial candidate and highly praised defense attorney Chris Maddle in about 12 minutes. Pat, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi. Hey, Chad. Yeah, I've never called in before, but I just this issue is just too big for me to ignore. I want ICE out. They're not doing anything that seems to be what they said they're going to be doing. They're just intimidating people, scaring people. I don't live in Minneapolis. I'm north of the cities, but I still am fearful going, you know, even to my local Walmart or something. I'm constantly looking around just to make sure that there aren't armed military looking people walking around. I mean, what happened yesterday is what I said it would happen when they first started talking about this sort of stuff. So definitely I want to be on the get them out side. Thank you.
Pat, I'm glad you called. Call in again. Let's work in some text. Along with the calls. Their mission of safety actually puts more people in danger. They need to go. Well, I could get a little bit of water here. That's what's happened. If you believe in the president, and obviously he won because he won every swing state, that's a decisive victory. Just is. And you believe he's right in trying to track down not just the violent criminals who came in this country illegally, but all. I differ on that. I'm not worried at all about someone who came here 15 years ago and is my next door neighbor. And I put out my recycling and they're right next to me. Or I get a hot chocolate and they're in the vehicle behind me. Or I go to a golf course and they're the chef or they're the general manager. You know, that I, for some crazy reason, they're just my neighbors, or they're my friends, or they're my acquaintances, or I don't know them, but I just give them a nod or something. That shouldn't be the emphasis to me, okay? But I know others are like, everybody's got to go. I wonder how you would have been, by the way, if you Mexico, impoverished, feel like you have no hope, and you could go to the greatest country on the planet, right nearby. And you have a wife and two kids, and right now you're struggling to find a bleeping job. And you go there, and you know what? You work like three jobs, and your wife works two jobs, and your kids are enrolled in schools, and they're doing well. But because you were born in Lakeville and you're white, you think that person needs to just go back to the back of the line, go back to a country where they haven't been for 20 years, where they didn't have a chance, where here they're not a productive member of society.
They might have an accent, Chad.
Yeah, they might have an accent. But the mission, if you even believe in it, has caused more chaos than results. How can you even defend the other side of that argument?
I don't think you can. We hear numbers that we have no idea if they're true, but it seems like anywhere ICE goes right now is the exact word you said. It's chaos. It doesn't always end in violence. It doesn't always end in death as it did yesterday. But it brings protesters, it brings anger, it brings tension, it brings strife, it brings just tumult within neighborhoods all around the country right now.
Yep.
Well, I shouldn't say all around the country.
No,
we know what states. We know what states.
Here we go again for the Trump defenders, and I'm about to get to Kevin and Greg too. Why aren't we dealing with illegal immigrants in, I don't know, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Arizona, Arkansas, the Dakotas? How many more Republican states can I give you? Because if you think there are no illegal immigrants, then you think I'm a 17-time Masters winner. He's only doing it in states that he didn't win, and in particular, if a governor had the temerity to speak out and call him up, sometimes way too far. When the governor was joking about Trump's absence for multiple days on social media and kind of whimsically saying, well, maybe we'll get some news. That was gross. Called it out. Some of the other comments by the governor, too far. Last 2 days, I thought measured, right on, and appropriate. This is from the guy who's been highly, highly, highly critical of fraud and has said he shouldn't run. But you know what you can have every once in a while? I know this is a crazy concept. Open mind. You don't have to just prejudge a situation instantly so it suits your political beliefs. Open your mind. It's a crazy concept. Kevin has called in. Kevin, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Two quick points. I've been in situations multiple times where I've had to defend my life, and you have absolutely no idea how that 3 or 4 or 5 seconds goes. You don't sound like a person who's had to defend their lives or had their bones in their skull broken while you're out doing your job. You have no idea how that works.
Well, what particular phrase or comment did I say where I was not emphasizing how fast things can happen? Because in the first segment, I talked about that for the individual in the vehicle and for the officer in front of the car. I said the same thing, verbatim.
Sitting there critiquing the fact that one shot went through the windshield and the two went through the driver's side door in a matter of, I don't know, a few tenths of a second. You're sitting there Monday morning quarterback in a life.
I'm a talk show host. I'm allowed to give my opinion, much like you're allowed to disagree with me. If by the way, you know the policy of almost all law enforcement, it's to not to be in front of a vehicle, right? You know the policy of DHS is outside of extraordinary circumstances to not shoot a moving vehicle, right? Do you know that?
And this person,
do you know that? I didn't hear an answer. Yes,
yes
or no? Do
yes,
you know?
I've heard that.
Okay, it's correct.
And who created the situation that got her shot?
And who called her out? Who called her out, Kevin? Who called her out, Kevin, and said she shouldn't have been there? She shouldn't have put the car in that position, and she should have got out of the car. That was me. You're cherry picking words I didn't say. You're not listening. I called her out yesterday for her. I'm sorry she's gone. She should still be here. I'm not in favor of anybody putting their car perpendicular to stop. She should have got out of the car. The officer in a rush, I do wonder what almost all officers would do. It's hard, even when you have that training. But and again, I'm saying I can see other officers shooting in that circumstance. I can. But to continue to shoot in the window, wrong. And I guarantee I could line up hundreds of officers who would agree with that point. Thank you. Greg, you're next. You're on CCO.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Listen to your show a lot.
Thank you, sir.
And, there's so many layers to this. You know, David Axelrod last night had an interesting point. Like, what's the training these people are getting? Are they getting them off the street? They're getting $50,000 bonuses. We don't know. I mean, they look like they're having a good time. I mean, it's just what it seems like. It seems like they're bullies. They're pushing old people down. They're laughing at people. They're kicking people. They're moving umbrellas to spray people in the face. I mean, seriously, they are like goons. They are not like professional law enforcement. I'm sure there's some that are, but it doesn't seem like they are. And it's really making me angry. And the way that the federal government is just coming at our city and our metro area and going to, you know, like the officer said yesterday, in the Fridley Menards, and they went to Roosevelt High School yesterday, and they arrested staff members, and you know, who were trying to protect the kids coming out of school. I mean, this is an all-out assault on Minnesota, and even rural Minnesota. You know, the people who don't think that this is a bad thing, many of them, they're wrong, because this is something that if you let them do this and you don't stand up against this, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And like you said, Trump thinks he's a dictator. One other thing on the layer of this issue is just that our U.S. government has ignored this for decades. I mean, Ronald Reagan at one point gave 12 million people amnesty and a path to citizenship. You can't just go up the roofing crews and say, okay, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled. they ruled that because you work on a roofing crew, that's good enough reason, and that's a horrible decision by our Supreme Court.
I got to jump in. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to say this. I still believe a high number of the ICE officers are good individuals, and they are following what they are told to do. The problem is, much like protesters, like some of the protesters yesterday, when they're breaking into vehicles and they're pelting with snowballs, uncalled for, absolutely unequivocally wrong. They can stand out, Dave, over the other protesters who are peacefully showing up.
Of course they do.
The ICE officers who are your neighbors, just like I was talking about, who have kids on your team. This is my job. So many of them are doing their job properly. But because others are bullies over the top, they are allowing people to paint with a broad brush and question what's going on. Chris Maddle, when we come back, I want to talk Amber Scholl right now. I want to talk insurance. We all need it. We need it for a motorcycle. We need it for a car. We need it for our house. Maybe it's a condo. Maybe snowmobile. Maybe it's the jet ski. Whatever you have. And then guess what? You want a couple things. You want comprehensive and you want to pay as little as possible. I've been using the same office, which is affiliated with directly American Family, since I moved back here in 1990. Great office. Amber Scholl has been with this office 16 years. Now running it for a number of years. Running better than ever. Nobody wants to pay more, and nobody wants to find out if something isn't right where they didn't have the right coverage. Reach out to my friend Amber Scholl, again, with American Family. But you don't want a 1-800 number. You want a local office. TeamScholl.com. If you're wondering how it's spelled, S-C-H-O-L-L.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.